Vi har kommet til Leeds for å se på en frivillig stiftelse som heter Consumer Credit Counseling Service. De holder til i den store bygningen bak oss. Her disponerer de 11 etasjer. De har også en bygning over gaten og flere andre avdelinger. Tilsammen er det cirka 850 personer som jobber for å hjelpe andre med økonomien. Og det som er spesielt her er jo at alt dette er gratis. Hello. I'm Georg.
Yeah, I'm
Zoe. Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. We have an appointment with Gordon Bell.
Hi, Zoe. The room reception. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Ah, hello, Gordon.
Hello,
Georg. Nice seeing you again.
Nice
thanks,
you.
Then. How are you?
I'm very well, thank
Fine.
You.
Fine. Looking forward to have some information from you.
Good. Come on down.
Ah, thank you.
Started in this building. In one floor of this building, well, half a floor of this building, and now we're up to approaching 9 floors in the building. So half a floor in this building, probably about 14 people, right at the start in 1993, all trained by an organization, a CCCS in the States, and it was set up as a pilot over here with about £250,000 of lenders' money. As donations to set the pilot going.
Nå har vi flyttet oss til 10. etasje. Dette er førstelinjen, og det er den første kontakten mellom klient og rådgiver. Her tar man rede på inntekter, utgifter, gjeld, og laver en plan sammen med klienten for hvordan man skal kunne komme videre.
Good afternoon, Consumer Credit Counseling Service. You're speaking to Pauline. How can I help? Because we're in a very stressful job, you know, because we get people that are crying and we get people that are very agitated that they've had to ring somebody to get help and advice. There's always something that, you know, to relax and you can sit and you can go when you want to go. You're not tied. So we can, you know, if we've had a difficult call, we can go into our own personal time and go for a cup of tea or something. So it's a very relaxed environment off the phones.
I've got 5 teams. Teams approximate size 8-9 people in each team. They're there on the end of the phone taking the helpline calls from the clients. It's the first point of contact into the charity for our clients who've heard about us through the media, through newspapers, or they've been the creditors, the people they bank with, have given them, you know, our number.
Good afternoon, Consumer Credit Counselling Service. Sean speaking. How can I help?
Hi there. I was given this number to give you a call by Lloyds CSB.
Right, okay. Is Lloyds CSB your bank?
It is, yes, because I'm having a bit of financial difficulty at the moment.
Right, okay, that's fine. Right, so just explain a little bit about your situation then, your financial situation at the moment.
Well, to be honest, it's like my expenditure exceeds my income, really, at the moment. I'm going through a divorce since last September.
Right.
I've just incurred so much extra costs that it's like I've not been able to afford a lot of basic things, no matter it's like.
Yeah. So what sort of debts do you have at the moment then? Does it consist of, is it like credit cards or store cards or? Yeah, he has some debts with his bank, and his bank have advised him to call us for some information in order for us to put a budget together for him and look at his finances and get a picture of his expenditure as well.
Is this a normal conversation you have daily?
That's a normal conversation daily. Sometimes the conversations are a little bit more in-depth. The clients are quite upset sometimes, so we have to calm them down and then we'll take the figures from them and get the budget put together for them.
På denne etasjen så kan vi si at vi har en annen linje. All informasjonen som hjelpelinjen har samlet inn, den blir sendt over her, den blir bearbeidet, og den blir kontrollert slik at opplysningene er korrekte.
Og så begynner man å sette opp forslag, ulike forslag, som klienten må ta stilling til etter hvert for å kunne legge veien videre.
The normal day for me is speaking to about 6 to 7 clients, and the normal interview that we have lasts between 30 to 45 minutes, and it's basically getting a good picture of the client's financial circumstances, taking a lot of detail about their personal life, about how they spend the money, you know, how they get the money, whether they're employed, and then talking about how they've got into debt, and particularly looking about the different options to deal with the debt situation. So we talk a lot about advice about how to budget, to make sure that all your priorities are up to date, and then we talk about the possibility of repaying the debt, and what different options there are.
Med så mange man skal hjelpe, så vil det alltid være vanskelig å finne A4-løsninger for alle, og derfor har man hele denne avdelingen hvor man skreddersyr løsninger for hver enkelt. Og nå skal vi møte lederen her, hun heter Laura.
About 50% of our clients that we can't actually offer a solution to immediately. They've got a deficit budget, and so we often send them away with advice to see if they can maximise their income, or, you know, investigate bankruptcy, or go and try and get some more benefits. And then what we do in this team is support them through that process. Often clients can be 6 to 12 months without a solution. They'll get paperwork in that time that they need to complete. Maybe it is to go bankrupt, and we do have specialists in bankruptcy within the team. Often clients ring in on average twice a month into the department, because the amount of paperwork that they get when they're in so much of a deficit budget is, as you can appreciate, quite vast. So yeah, we are their lifeline really.
Vi har flyttet oss til annen etasje. Hele denne etasjen brukes til opplæring, og nå skal vi få snakke med ansvarlig for opplæringen, Lindsay Atkinson.
We don't train our guys to give them one set of advice. What we do is we train them and give them knowledge to cover all sorts of different advice, and then it's up to the counsellors and the advisors, through their knowledge and through speaking to the client, to speak with them and say, okay, this is what we think you should do. We think this is the best way. How do you feel about that? Is there anything we can help you with? And it's very much an understanding. We'd like to ensure in our training that people are friendly, that they're non-judgmental. That's a really big thing throughout the charity, from the counsellors to the people on the helpline to customer service advisors. We make sure that they're all very calm, that they're polite, and that they're there to help people. That's one thing that we do encourage throughout the training.
Kundeservice er veldig viktig, og det har CCCS forstått til fulle. På denne etasjen så har de kundeservice for klientene, og her har de kundeservice for kreditorene. Og denne viktige biten av virksomheten skal vi få høre litt om nå.
Client support, which is based on this floor and a group of people in Halifax as well, they will look after predominantly reviewing the debt management plan, which we review on an annual basis. We can review and do full reviews and part reviews depending on changes in circumstances, where partners may have split, for instance, or children may have moved on, and that will prompt a complete review of the debt management plan. So client support will look after that. The customer service team, they will not only service the client, but they also look after the creditors as well. So they've got lots of network capacity with, certainly with the bigger banks, the bigger creditors, and they liaise on a regular basis with those creditors.
Ja, nå har vi kommet til sjette etasje, og her det tre forskjellige team. Og nå skal vi snakke med Sara, som blant annet fordeler alle pengene som kommer inn.
three different departments on this floor, two of whom I manage. The first one is the DMP processing department. That department is responsible for setting up all the debt management plans. So when a client has had their counselling session, they'll return all of their paperwork to ourselves and we will check that everything's correct, activate the debt management plan and then inform the creditors that they're now on a DMP with ourselves. The other department that I have is transaction processing, and they're responsible for collecting all of the monthly payments from our clients and then making sure that they're sent correctly to our creditors.
How many people do you really have working with disbursement?
There's only eight of them.
Eight.
Surprises everybody. And we also have the correspondence department. They're responsible for dealing with all inbound emails, posts, faxes from clients who are already on their debt management plans with basic questions about creditor contact. They might want to do a review or update us on some creditor information.
We receive calls from new people with problems every year to the tune of about 350,000 every year, new people coming in. So we're receiving a good 1,200 people, new calls a day from people that are distressed, that have got into that situation and need help. So we receive a payment, send it out to the payment. We're receiving at the moment about £22 million a month. So that is all going back to the lender, and that's the benefit that they're seeing in continued payment. Even though it's a reduced rate, they get the continued payment and that sustained payment. In turn, what we ask from them is to freeze their interest, which they do gladly, and also stop any charges, because that's all part of this ability to sort of rehabilitate and recover their customers and get them back on track.
CCCS betjener hele 335,000 brukere i året, og nå skal vi få hilse på en av dem. Hun heter Fiona.
A few years ago, I was working full-time. I had a good job, so I had a few loans and credit cards, things like that. And then I was taken poorly. I suffered with depression and anxiety. I had a minor breakdown, so I had to leave work. I was at such a low point then that I didn't open my mail. I didn't answer my telephone calls when banks were ringing me saying I've missed payments. As luck would have it, very fortunately, my mum was staff here at the time, and she encouraged me to get in touch. And I spoke to one of the advisors, and they just basically reassured me that it wasn't the end of the world and that things could be sorted out. There were options to move on. So I have a certain surplus every month that I pay to CCCS. And then they distribute it pro rata amongst all the people that I owe money to. Which is, it's very good because it takes the responsibility away from me. If I have a bad month where there's letters coming through that don't get opened, I know that the creditors are still getting paid and keeps the wolves from the door.
Det som spesielt med CCCS, det at hele virksomheten finansiert av kreditorene. Og dette har vi lyst til å høre mer om, så nå skal vi møte en representant for kreditorene som heter Paul Smith, og dette gleder jeg meg virkelig til.
If we're lending money, we've got to have some moral and social obligation to help out those customers who may get into financial difficulties as a result of changing circumstances. We've got to be able to do that. And I think that, you know, this is about, for me, it's about investing in your customers. You know, they are your customers who need support at a time when they can feel isolated, when they can lack direction, when they don't know where to turn. And I think morally, socially, that we should do that as creditors. And I don't see that as being any different in Norway.
I can't find any reasons why this shouldn't work in Norway. Can you?
Not at all. No reason at all.
I just can't think. I'm really... Why I'm finding it a difficult question to answer is because I can't think of any reason why it wouldn't work and why people wouldn't buy into it. I mean, it's just a great solution. It really is a great solution. Can I just add as well that, you know, if there are any creditors out there that want to speak to me, I'm more than happy to do that, because it really does work. It works for creditors, and more importantly, works for customers. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Pleasure.
I think also the setup that you've got in Ålesund is very, very good. It looks very, very professional. It would meet that requirement to start the operation immediately if you had the funding to do that.
You also told me that we can consider support from you in the future as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think there's a real opportunity. We're happy to provide you with advice and help in doing that.
Nå har vi sett nødvendigheten av dette tilbudet i England. I Norge har vi en økende velstand, men dessverre ser vi også at det et stadig økende antall mennesker som får økonomiske problemer. I Ålesund har vi et nøkkelferdig tilbud, men vi trenger din hjelp for å få det i gang. Gi oss sjansen gjennom gjeldstelefonen, slik at vi kan gi disse menneskene den hjelpen de virkelig fortjener.